Hello, good morning, and welcome to our all-age service. It's a Sunday when we particularly celebrate our diversity in age and all shapes and sizes. So welcome to our all-age service this morning. I don't think we've got any special notices, but there is coffee afterwards, I think. Yeah. We've got a coffee team, excellent. So it's coffee and bickies after the service. So a couple of words of scripture from Psalm 113. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, you his servants. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is exalted over all the nations, his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, the one who sits enthroned on high, who stoops down to look on the heavens and the earth? Amen. We're going to sing two hymns now, to start with, In Christ Alone and Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart.
My soul, my soul.
sit down. let's join in prayer together. Our loving Father, we have so much to thank you for. We thank you for your creation, for the sky, seas, mountains and woodland, and all the creatures on land and beneath the sea. We thank you that you are high above all nations, yet you bend down to care for each one of us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you've turned our lives upside down through your compassion and grace. We thank you most of all, Father, that you loved us so much that you sent your Son Jesus to live and die for us on the cross. Thank you, Father. Amen. So this morning, we are going to be thinking about God's upside-down kingdom. Because often Jesus taught things that seemed very different to what was normal at that time. And I'm going to start off by showing some pictures. Thank you, Mark, if you can show the first one. Okay, so this is a doe. What's a doe? A female deer. Okay, so you can see a deer. Can you see anything else in this picture? Can you see any other animals in this picture? A bat, a monkey. Oh, that's interesting. All right, Mark, what we got? Oh, we got a seal. So if you turn the doe upside down, you get a seal. You see that? Can you see what it is yet? Thank you, Mark. Next one. And this is an elephant. An ostrich, emu, anything else? Swan. Do some say swan? Thank you, Mark. There it is. There's the swan. Well done. Next one, please. There you go. A lion. Can you see anything else in the lion's face? This is a hard one. A rabbit? Interesting. Okay, Mark. Can you see the mouse? Can you see the mouse at the top with the ears? It's like a rabbit. Okay, thank you, Mark. Okay, here we are. Nice little piggy. Can you see anything else? Very good. He's getting the hang of this. Thank you, Mark. There it is. There's the owl. You can see what's happening. Okay, next one, Mark. Oh, what animal's this? Who's this? Melanie. That's right. So Melanie's hanging upside down, about to disappear into a hole forever, or not. We actually went to the Museum of Illusions in Manchester last year, and I took a photo of Melanie upside down disappearing. So next one, please. Oh, who's this? Kay. Now, what's different about this picture is Kay and George came round to watch Chelsea versus Arsenal years ago, and we watched it on the telly. And we dressed up for the occasion. I had my Chelsea shirt. Kay had her Arsenal shirt. But we also had a couple of mugs. And you can see Kay is holding up the Chelsea mug. You can't see me, but I'm actually holding an Arsenal mug, which hurt a lot. But that's different. It's not quite upside down, but it's back to front in terms of the mug and the shirts. I think that's it, Mark, isn't it? And that, yeah, thanks, lovely. Thank you. So what do these pictures show us? First of all, life can be very different upside down. Sometimes it's hard to see what is the right way up. And we're going to think about that a bit more during the service. But now it's time to sing again, and we're going to sing Father God, I Wonder.
I wonder how I managed to
Thank you. Please sit down. Now, I've had the privilege of going into Heidi and Cam's school, which is Elworth C of E school, to attend a few assemblies. And it's a wonderful time of worship that they have. The gospel is really there. You can hear it. Lots of songs, but lots of dancing and actions as well. And we wanted to share one of those songs with you this morning. It's a song which is based on John 3:16, which is... Excellent. Marks out of 10. Very good. Very good. So the song is called God's Awesome Rescue Plan. It's written by Chip Kendall from the Audacious Church in Manchester. And Chip has been into Elworth C of E school, and he goes into many, many other schools to lead worship and to set up choirs for the children so they can sing his songs and worship songs and they can really enjoy themselves. And that's what they do at assembly. Now, in assembly, the children don't just sing, they dance and have a great time as well. So we want to share that with you this morning. Now, the song is going to come up on the screen. If you're down the sides, you may want to stand up and have a go at the actions. But if you're kind of in the middle, you may just want to sit down and have a go at the actions, just so that people can see. So Freya, Heidi and Eleanor are going to come out and they're going to lead us from the front.
Hear it in the words of the song. Of course you knew I would. Your plan for me is good. It started as a whisper, bringing light to the dark. Sent your son to save me, so I'd give you my heart. You made me who I am. In your amazing plan,
God's awesome rescue plan.
Father, Father, the Savior, love him, love him.
Told you it was fun. Thank you, and thank you, girls, very much. That was brilliant. It's great to dance and to worship God. So, what did that song teach us? Well, it's the first thing that we find out about the upside-down kingdom of God. Because, of course, the Pharisees and the religious leaders thought they could get into the kingdom by following the law and being good. But Jesus said, no, that's not enough. Everyone has sinned and fallen short of what God wants us to be. God's kingdom is entered by understanding that we need to be rescued, just like the song said. Rescued from our sin by Jesus, which he did when he died on the cross for each one of us, so that we can be forgiven for all the bad things that we've ever done. So God saw humanity in trouble. God acted out of love. And Jesus was central to the rescue mission. Sorry, I'm losing my voice. I was getting a bit too energetic at the back. Okay, so next, I'm going to show you a video clip. This is from a series called The Chosen. Has anybody watched The Chosen? Some people have watched The Chosen. So The Chosen is a drama series based on the life of Jesus and his disciples. But whilst it's got all of the main elements of Jesus' ministry there, it goes a bit wider because it kind of looks at what the relationships may have been like with his disciples and what things may have been said and what other things may have happened. That's what makes it great television and a real blessing. So this short clip is about the calling of Matthew, the tax collector. So I think we're going to... Thanks, Bernie. And perhaps as you watch it, listen particularly for the conversations between the Roman guard and Matthew, once Matthew decides to follow Jesus, and then Jesus and Peter, some of the things they say to each other.
You see the Parthian foot races last night? Darius ran like a gazelle.
Jews don't go to foot races.
Your old friend Simon himself used to run the wagering tables.
We're not friends. Next.
Okay, fine. So you did not go to the races. You stay home?
I went to see my mother.
That would put me out, too. She asked when you're going to give her grandchildren?
She didn't ask.
I thought your parents don't speak to you.
I had questions I couldn't ask anyone else.
A mother of a son with talent like yours should be proud.
She's ashamed that I could use the talent that God gave me against God. Next.
You're good at something. You found a way to make a living doing it. It's that simple.
Must be nice to live in a world so simply ordered.
We live in the same world, Matthew.
Next.
Besides, what else are you going to do with a mind like yours?
Matthew! Matthew, son of Alphaeus!
Yes?
Follow me.
Me?
Yes, you.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What are you doing?
You want me to join you?
Keep moving, street preacher.
Do you have any idea what this guy's done? Do you even know him?
Yes.
Listen, I said to... What are you doing? Where do you think you're going?
Guys, let me go.
Have you lost your mind? You have money. Quintus protects you. No Jew lives as good as you. You're going to throw it all away. Yes.
I don't get it.
You didn't get it when I chose you either.
But this is different. I'm not a tax collector.
Get used to different.
I'm glad we passed by your booth today, Matthew.
Yes.
Shall we? We have a celebration to prepare for.
You will regret this, Matthew.
What's the tablet for?
I grabbed it without thinking. You can put it back.
No, keep it. You may yet find use for it.
Where are we going?
A dinner party.
I'm not welcome at dinner parties.
Well, that's not going to be a problem tonight. You're the host.
Thank you, Mark. We have the next slide. Yeah, don't worry. Lovely. So, what do we have here? We have an upside down calling of Matthew. And what do we know about Matthew? Well, he lived in Capernaum. He was a tax collector. And we heard a lot about tax collectors a couple of weeks ago, didn't we, with Keith from Compassion. Remember what he said about the tax collectors? Do you remember how they got wealthy? Do you remember that? Anyone remember? Took their share. Yeah, they weren't paid a salary by the Romans. So all the money they made, all the wealth they got, was by cheating and robbing people that they took taxes from. So he was a tax collector. And he gave up everything to follow Jesus. Do you remember what the Roman guard said to Matthew as he was leaving? Do you remember some of the things he said? Sorry? You'll regret this, yeah. And before then he said, have you lost your mind? You have money. No Jew lives as good as you. You're going to throw it all away. And Matthew just smiles and says, yes. Incredible. And then the other thing is, probably Matthew would have cheated the other disciples. Because think about it, they were fishermen. They would have to pay taxes. Now, whether it was Matthew or it was another tax collector, but the disciples would have known what it was like to be cheated by a tax collector. And here was Jesus calling one to say, come and be a follower of me. Come and join my disciples. So that would have knocked them. They wouldn't have been happy about that. And you saw there Peter's reaction, didn't you? Do you remember what he says? And what Peter said? He said, what are you doing? Do you know what this guy's done? Do you know him? A tough question to ask Jesus, that one, isn't it? Do you know him? And then he said, I don't get it. And Jesus said, well, you didn't get it when I chose you either. And Peter says, but this is different. He's a tax collector. And then Jesus comes out with this classic. I just think this is a lovely, lovely thing. And he says, get used to different. And that's a wonderful thing to hold on to. And it's something about the upside down kingdom. Jesus is trying to say to Peter and the disciples, things are going to change. Get used to different. Because my kingdom is not the kingdom that you are expecting. So, an upside down calling. Everyone would have expected Jesus to call educated military people, strategic thinkers, to be his disciples. But who did he call? A bunch of fishermen and a hated tax collector. An upside down calling. So now we're going to sing again. Jesus put this song into my heart. And if we could have the collection as well, please, during this hymn.
Jesus put this song into my heart.
Let's pray. Father God, we just thank you so much that you've given us everything that we have. And we just want to return some of this money to you, Father, for you to bless and to use here in Sandbach, in our church, and also for the pots, for the children, the 8 children that we sponsor around the world. Father, we pray for these special, precious children, and pray that this money can be used to feed them, to educate them, and most of all, to share the love of Jesus with them. Amen. Now, one of the most upside-down parables that Jesus told was the parable of the Good Samaritan. And the parable taught us that we need to love everyone, even our enemies, and that love can come from some very strange places. Now, over 40 years ago, Melanie and I used to do sketches in our church in London, which had been written by the Riding Lights Theatre Company. Some of you may have heard of them from a while back. I'm delighted to say they're still going, and they're still writing drama. They're taking their drama into prisons and on the streets and into schools to spread the gospel of Jesus. And they wrote a sketch called The Parable of the Good Punk Rocker, which was based on the parable of the Good Samaritan. Now, it was 40 years ago, so it needs a little bit of updating, and they agreed that we could update it this morning for you to share with you. So could I have our actors up at the front, please?
A man was on a train from Sandbach to Crewe.
Sandbach to Crewe. Sandbach to Crewe.
And as he started to read the newspaper, he fell among football fans.
England! England!
Who had just seen their team lose.
Boo, what a load of rubbish.
So they mugged the man and took his wallet.
You'll never walk again. Sandbach to Crewe. Sandbach to Crewe.
Now on that train, there was a vicar.
Amen.
Who felt sorry for the man. So he hid in the lavatory and said a prayer.
Sandbach to Crewe. Sandbach to Crewe.
Also on that train was a social worker from Crewe who had wide experience of dealing with delinquents.
I really care about the kids.
She cared about the kids so much, she went to the bar and had a drink.
Sandbach to Crewe. Sandbach to Crewe.
And also on the train was the leader of a gang in Winsford. He was the meanest of the mean, no good guys. But he stopped the train, phoned the ambulance.
Ring, 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 ring. Nee, no, nee, no.
He gave the man £20 for a new coat. And he sent him off to hospital.
Nino, 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 Nino.
Now, where the man came from, there were no gang leaders.
Oh!
But there was a vicar.
Amen.
And several social workers.
I really care about the kids.
But when it came to the crunch...
Crunch!
Who was that man's real next-door neighbour?
Miss! Yes? The one that did something for him.
Oh, yes. The one who did something for him.
Who showed love.
Love.
Jesus said,
go
and do the same.
Love. Love your neighbour as yourself.
Miss, please, miss.
What is it?
Who is my neighbour?
1, 2, 3.
Everybody. The end. Just wait for the vicar to come back from the toilet. Thank you, Mark. Okay, so here we have an upside down kind of love. So what can we learn about God's upside kingdom here? So remember in the Bible story, in the Good Samaritan story, we had a priest and we had a Levite who ignored the man, but it's the Samaritan who stops to help. So a couple of things we learn here is that, first of all, outsiders become examples of righteousness. The Samaritan was hated and not accepted by the Jews. A bit like our gang leader. Imagine how our gang leader would have been looked at in his community. Would have been hated. Next, compassion outranks ritual. Again, the Samaritan, the gang leader, stopped, whereas the others were too busy and too worried about breaking rituals to help. Next, being a neighbour is defined by action. The Samaritan, or the gang leader, stopped where the others didn't, and he acted sacrificially and generously. And finally, love crosses boundaries. The Samaritan, the gang leader, crossed boundaries, ethnic, religious, and cultural. I'd just like to share a story with you. I remember sharing this back in lockdown, in those days when we were on Zoom, or we were doing recordings of services, of short services, and putting them on the church website. And this is a story that I remember that a couple of people said that they appreciated it. So I wanted to share it with you again because it's about boundaries and love. So the Christian author Rita Snowden told this war story. In France, some soldiers with their sergeant brought the body of a dead comrade to a French cemetery to have him buried. The priest told them gently that he was bound to ask if their comrade had been a baptized member of the Roman Catholic Church. They said they did not know. The priest said that he was very sorry, but in that case he couldn't permit burial in his churchyard. So the soldiers took their comrade, sadly, and buried him just outside the fence. The next day they came back to see the grave, and to their astonishment, couldn't find it. Search as they might, they could find no trace of the freshly dug soil. As they were about to leave, in bewilderment, the priest came up. He told them that his heart had been troubled because of his refusal to allow their dead comrade to be buried in the churchyard. So early in the morning, he had risen from his bed and with his own hands had moved the fence to include the body of the soldier who had died for France. That is what love can do. The rules and regulations put up the fence, but love moved it. But Jesus challenges us to think who the Samaritans are in our lives. People we avoid, people we disagree with, people that maybe make us feel a bit uncomfortable, people that are outside our social or cultural group. The kingdom calls us to cross those lines and show compassion and love to them. Why? Because actually Jesus is the ultimate Good Samaritan. He came to us when we were helpless. He crossed the greatest boundary, heaven to earth. He healed our wounds. He paid our debt. And he promised to return. We love because he first loved us. Now let's just have a time of prayer for other people. So let us pray. Father, we pray for those who are known to us, both in our fellowship and amongst families and friends, who are sick at this time. And particularly, Father, we want to remember Lou Farry before you this morning, who is in hospital with sickness. We do pray for her recovery, Father. We also pray for the Nevin camps, which are being set up as we speak. We pray for an amazing summer when the children and young people will learn about you, Father. May they know the love of Jesus, where they see the love of Jesus amongst all the fun that they have. And we pray for those helpers who are there this weekend, who are continuing to get everything ready for that special time. We pray also, Father, for our town. We pray for our mayor and our councillors who have been tasked with making life better for our community. We pray for our country and those in government with all the changes that we've seen this week. And we pray that they will be wise in making decisions. And Father, we would also bring before you those places around the world where there is so much suffering. We pray for the Middle East and Ukraine. We pray for other countries where civil war is tearing communities apart. Sudan, Myanmar, and Somalia. We pray in the name of Jesus against the evil things which are happening there and pray that your peace will prevail. Amen. Okay, we are going to sing again. Lord, I lift your name on high.
I'm so glad you're in my
please sit down? We now have a reading which is probably the most famous reading about the upside down kingdom. And it comes from Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. They're the Beatitudes, and Sophelia and Eleanor, I think, are going to read this to us.
Now, when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said,
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled.
Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God.
Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me.
Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
Thank you. So, Jesus begins his public teaching by announcing that God's kingdom doesn't work like earthly kingdoms. Earthly kingdoms celebrate power, wealth, status, and self-promotion. Jesus blesses the poor, the meek, the grieving, and the persecuted. As we look around our world, we hear messages like, be first, be the greatest, get more, be strong, win at all cost. But here in Matthew chapter 5, we hear a different approach. Blessed are the poor in spirit. The world says, be self-sufficient. Jesus says, the kingdom belongs to the humble and dependent. Blessed are those who mourn. The world avoids pain. Jesus says, grief is not a failure. It's the doorway to a very special comfort. Blessed are the meek. The world rewards aggression. Jesus says gentleness is the path to true authority. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. The world hungers for success, but Jesus blesses those who hunger for holiness. Blessed are the merciful. The world values fairness and payback. When I was in business, there was a term that a lot of people used, which was, don't get mad, get even. Sounds bad, doesn't it? And I've got to confess, sometimes, you know, it'd be too easy to kind of fall into that trap. But Jesus values forgiveness and compassion. Blessed are the pure in heart. The world rewards image. How we look, how popular are we? How many likes and followers do we have on social media? Jesus rewards integrity. Blessed are the peacemakers. The world escalates conflict. How much do we see of that at the moment? But Jesus blesses those who look to make peace. And blessed are the persecuted. The world punishes faithfulness. Jesus honours those who suffer for righteousness. Thank you, Mark. But Jesus didn't just teach the upside down kingdom, he lived it. He was born into poverty, into a smelly stable in tiny Bethlehem. He welcomed children when others ignored them. Matthew 19, verse 14, let the children come to me. He ate with people others rejected. We saw that with Matthew, didn't we? First thing that Jesus did after calling Matthew was to go to his house to eat, even though that was shunned upon at the time. He washed his disciples' feet like a servant, the Last Supper. He rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, not a war horse. And he won victory not by fighting, but by dying on a cross and rising again. Thank you, Mark. So finally, Jesus' kingdom is actually the right side up kingdom. It's our sin and the world which has turned us upside down. Jesus has shown us the right way to live, the right side up. Let's pray. Jesus, help us to live for you. Help us to be servants. Help us to be peacemakers. Help us to love like you. Turn our lives the right way up. Amen. Our closing hymn is a wonderful song about the love of Jesus. It's Come Let Us Sing of a Wonderful Love. Blessing. May the grace of God uphold you, the peace of God surround you, the love of God flow from you, and the strength of God protect and bring you safely through this week to come. Amen.